Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Dan and Cody podcast. Today we are talking about a hot button issue. Cecil the Lion was murdered. And then we're going to discuss Comic-Con. Woo! This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
A toy boat.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Saddle up, partner.
Today's podcast is live from my home and Cody's hotel room because he's on the road, because he's already touring, because our first podcast was fucking awesome.
Hey, what's going on, my man?
Codester.
What's going on? Buddy.
What's up, man?
Oh, dude.
What part of the world are you in?
I am in beautiful Amarillo, Texas. Hey there, cowpoke.
You seen any armadillos in Amarillo?
We've seen dead armadillos.
Dead armadillos?
On the side of the street, son.
You know where else there's dead armadillos? Zimbabwe, next to Cecil.
Next to poor little Seth.
They probably roped off an armadillo and dragged it out to lure out Cecil.
That's just shameful.
It's fucking terrible.
It's terrible. Like, come on. Before you know it, it'll be people.
You don't kill lions. No one explicitly told me that growing up, but that's just something that, like, that came with the instructions of being a human.
You're damn straight. You don't kill lions.
Yeah.
You want to know why I don't kill lions? Because of the Lion King, okay? The man is a king for a reason. He's on top of the world.
That's a valid point.
He kills you, right? Then, once he has attacked you, if you were lucky enough to survive, you have the right to fight back and defend yourself. But in this world, you don't go out and drop $100,000 after you get done, you know, capping someone's tooth and saying, hey, let's go kill me a lion. Validate my existence as a man.
I think it was even cheaper than that. I think it was $50,000 he paid.
What a piece of garbage.
It's fucking stupid as shit. And then there's these dickheads defending it on the interwebs that are saying, it's the people's fault who lured him out. It's not his fault. He thought he was doing it rightfully. But it's total shit. You don't kill lions.
No, man, you don't kill lions, they kill you. That's my motto.
Yeah, they kill you.
Exactly.
And apparently, like, it's not even hard to kill a lion. They're just big cats, so they just lay around and take naps. Like, it's not hard to find them, you don't have to track them. Wherever there's food, they're kind of chilling in the cut. I wonder what this guy's house is like.
Oh my god, I bet it's covered in animals.
It's just covered in...
He's got walls. Plaster, right?
Yeah. He's probably taxidermied his grandma and all his relatives. And
when I was in high school, one of my best friends, his dad was a big hunter like that, and he paid to buy tickets to go shoot. And he had a puma on his wall and a meerkat. Like, the meerkat and the puma were together in this stuff singing. And it was odd, you know? Like, you're not bringing Africa to your house. You're bringing death to your house. He's reminding everybody else, you're a dangerous man with a gun.
It's fucking sickening. I mean, maybe that was cool, like, back in the day, but it's 2015, and walking around Joe Blow's basement in Minnesota, and you see a fucking barracuda on the wall, or a cheetah and a ram, it's like, that's gross.
It's odd.
The other thing that gets me is, like, so the reports are saying that this lion was shot, and then 40 hours later, they track him, find him, cut his head off. Now, this fucking Cecil is wearing a GPS tracker on him. What the fuck was that thing for but to not alert somebody that Cecil's gone and it's been 40 hours? Where is Cecil? Oh shit, his head's been chopped off. I don't understand, like, yeah. Why that? What the fuck the GPS tracker's for?
Yeah. It's a damn shame that these beautiful beasts of glory are hunted for sport.
Beautiful beasts.
One thing to kill a cow, you know?
Yeah.
Eat it because they're delicious. But there's nothing delicious about a lion.
No, there's nothing delicious about a lion. But if there were something super delicious about a lion, I'm sure America would find a way to, like, package that up. And we'd be the top supplier of lion meat. And then you'd have people like, how were these lions treated? Were they free-range lions?
Yeah, exactly. America, come take a look. It's like where I grew up in Idaho, they had a liger farm in a way. Like, it was a place you could go, and then a liger is a lion and a tiger, and they make them together, and they create this what's called a liger.
Are ligers real? That's a real thing?
No, they're real. They make a lion and a tiger. Like, they're able to have a baby. But the thing is once they're spawned, from what I'm aware of, and I could be wrong, they actually are sterile. They can't have children.
We got to have one of our listeners fact check ligers in Idaho.
Seriously. You will. You'll find it. They broke out of this, like, chicken fence cages, and your Idaho's fish and game had to go out and kill these majestic donkeys of the cat world.
Donkeys of the cat world. the redheaded stepchild of nature's food chain.
Exactly. These poor beasts. And look, now we're out shooting lions in the middle of the desert in Africa.
Is there much hunting where you're from in Idaho?
Oh, everybody hunts, man. Everybody. My brother has an arsenal of weapons in his house. He just loves to go hunting and shooting deer and moose.
Yeah.
And all other kinds of animals. And then he uses it to feed his family, which, is a noble, bold thing to do.
Yeah, see, I think that kind of hunting is fine.
Have you ever hunted?
I've never hunted. Like, I have a, like, weird thing. I can't even touch dead stuff. I mean, I could kill a bug, but that's probably the extent of my murdering of a living thing. Like, that shit it creeps me out.
And I feel you, because for me, living in L.A., there are loads of cockroaches all over, and they can be in my house, unfortunately.
Oh,
it's hard for me to kill them. I can flush them down the toilet, but I cannot kill bugs.
It's because they're crunchy.
Killing bugs.
They're so crunchy. They have a hard candy shell.
Exactly.
They're really, really sick. But I have heard that cockroaches are actually the cleanest insect. I don't know if that's right either, but they're just attracted to, like, moisture. But I mean, I think they do carry disease now that I think about it. So maybe I'm completely fucking wrong on that. But I mean, in where I grew up in Colombia, like, I guess some people hunted. A couple friends I had, and then I went to college, and one of my fraternity brothers, Wayne, he was a big hunter. He would just go hunt deer and then come back with, like, pounds and pounds of deer jerky and venison and all that stuff. And he actually fucking tricked me and fed me a deer burger, and I almost lost my shit, because I just think that's kind of weird to, like, kill your own food. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, it didn't taste bad. It would taste like a regular burger. So, like, that kind of hunting, I'm cool with. Because I think there's, like, the deer population becomes crazy, and then that's a way to create a hobby and also feed people. That's cool. But, no, like you said, no one's eating lions in Africa. No one. And
all that guy's going to do is round out the head of the inside of that lion and mount it in a plastic-shaped skull and put it on his wall so he could show all of his other dead friends what they're missing out on in the Sub-Saharan African desert.
Yeah. How was your weekend? What's this guy's name?
I don't know. We're going to call him Scar.
Scar?
Yeah, like Scar, the bad villain from The Lion King.
So, Dr. Scar. Dr. Scar, what did you do this weekend? Well, Jimmy.
Oh.
I was in Zimbabwe.
I cashed out one of my many mutual funds and decided to go hunt for a large beast of prey from the desert. Like, come on, get out of here, you criminal.
I've been actually saving all my money from root canals, and I decided to take a trip to Zimbabwe.
Oh my god. And there's a whole lot of root canals, pal. Maybe it's not a lot of root canals. Dentists are thieves.
I had a root canal recently. It was terrible. It's not a happy experience. But how do you ship a fucking severed lion head from Zimbabwe to the U.S.?
Pack air freight? Pack Air will ship anything for you. Thank you, Pack Air.
How do you even fucking wrap that up? Just put some fabric over it and shove it in a bag and then put it in a 30 by 30 by 30 and slap a label on it? What?
I guess.
And when does this happen? Like, he severs the head, looks at the guys and says, oh, you guys got it from here? What do we do now? Do they handle the shipping? When that thing goes through a fucking conveyor belt x-ray, how is that allowed into the country?
I mean, if he's legally paid for this.
Yeah, but I'm...
this was set up, you know? I don't know. I think it's crazy.
Do you agree with the witch hunt now for his, like, the closing of his business, the Yelp reviews?
The funny thing is, I'm not okay with the witch hunt. I don't think what he did was right, but he's not the only person that does it.
Right.
The only reason this made such big news is because of the way it was set up, right?
Right.
They basically did human game where they let humans run and they hunt them. It's kind of the same idea, right?
Oh, like the Hunger Games?
Yeah, like the Hunger Games, but this is where wealthy people pay to kill human beings.
Yeah, with Ethan Hawke. The Purge? The Purge is where there's, like, no rules for a night, and wealthy people...
I thought it was... Oh, really?
They, like, run out in the street and murder your family. And, well, like, just everything's legal for one night, and it's... a lot of people choose to murder.
Really? They choose to murder?
Yeah.
Anything is legal for one night, and your choice is kill somebody?
Yeah, their choice is run around and murder. I would probably do a lot of illicit drugs... and
drug guy. Okay.
Maybe drive very fast. I don't know. Probably not together, though, because I think I would die. But so maybe I drive very fast, then stop, then do a lot of illicit drugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know what I would do.
You go
drive recklessly and be... I think I would be more along the lines of pulling off some kind of robbery. Walking away with millions. I know the date because it would be marked on my calendar. Because everybody would mark it on their calendar, right?
Yeah, you'd have to seriously plan if you're going to pull off some sort of Ocean's Heist.
Heist, right?
Yeah.
Ocean's 11. I'd call 10 of my best good buddies, and we would plan a heist to get away with it.
That's cool. Well, even if you didn't get away with it, it'd be illegal to pursue you in your heist.
Exactly. Wow, I like this idea.
So we were in agreement that this Dr. Scar is a total piece of shit and shouldn't be killing lions. I'm glad that we share that.
Well, I think that there are processes to hunting animals and killing them, but I believe when we're dealing with animals of that kind of nature, in a strange way, like hunting an elephant,
yeah,
or hunting a rhino, these are very endangered animals, and maybe lions are not endangered per se. But they're still up there as in the animals that you think about when you're a child.
Yeah.
And there's just something about them.
This particular lion with a collar on its neck in an area that said, please don't kill these particular lions. They killed that lion. So, in essence, fucked up.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so we've got a new segment that we want to incorporate in our podcast format called PSAs, Public Service Announcements. We think that all human beings should take heed and then adhere to these new set of rules.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear, sir. Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
Are you a woman or a man with a dog?
Yes.
Look at your dog and you say, hey, you're a person. Just know, they're dogs. They're not people. Stop treating them like that.
Treat dogs like dogs.
Treat dogs like dogs and people like people.
Amen. Hi, are you a man or a woman? Think about shaving your fucking nose hairs. We see it. It's disgusting. Care about yourself and the way you look. In the morning, look in the mirror, show yourself the inside of your nose, and if there's hair hanging out of it, take steps to remove said hair. That's it.
Take care of it. Clean it out.
Take care of that hair.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Now, back to our show.
Now, let's talk about Comic-Con. Woo!
Woo! Comic-Con.
The con. We were supposed to talk about this weeks ago, but...
Didn't work out.
It's too fucking busy there.
There's so many people. They're all wearing costumes, or they're all wearing, I don't know...
Nothing.
Pocket protectors.
Yeah, it's nerds and hot chicks and then video gamers. But I guess they're also considered nerds. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because I love video games and I guess I can be considered sort of nerdy. But
yeah.
Oh my God, like the vibe there is like, it's overwhelming at times. If you walk around the hall, like notice that no one is smiling because there's just too much information to take in.
Exactly.
It's just
there's too much information to take in. And it doesn't matter if you've been there all 4 days. You know, you and I, we were there the whole week.
Yeah.
And every time I went, at no point did I feel like I'm used to this. I will say that I got bored of it, but I would never say that I got used to it.
Yeah, you just become numb because so many things are happening.
But at the same time, even though you're numb, you're still jetting around. Like, your head is still trying to take in all of that information.
Right.
And it's one thing on top of another, so it's like everything is stacked on top of itself.
Yeah.
The people, the vendors.
No one wants to miss anything. Art, video games, t-shirt giveaway, signings.
I'm not going to say that it's not original artwork, because it is original artwork. There's a lot of original artwork there. But everything has been so conjured and created and motivated by the commercial world.
Yes.
That nothing is really original, right?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. There's so many repros, retouching, redoing, blowing up stuff, spinoffs,
yeah.
Mergers. I mean, you have
and,
like...
And not just that, Comic-Con is super, super corporate. You're dealing with a world that is all about catering to what people want to buy. Not as much as what's going to kind of change the way we view the world. In a weird way, it's like Rome. And the days when they would push everybody to go watch these people get killed, we're not seeing people get killed. But what we're seeing is we have absorbed all of this and we've made this a part of our lives. So now we are to march to the temple and experience all of that at once.
Yeah, take it all in. All at once. What I do like about Comic-Con, though, is that the term nerd has been very accepted and almost doesn't mean what the actual word means. It, like, nerd is a new kind of cool. And I dig that, from, like, the clothes to being 33 and being able to, like, talk video games with somebody. I would think that would be considered the classic nerd, but it's not anymore. That's what people do.
That's your modern-day man.
Yeah, that's modern-day man. And is that a bad thing? I don't know. I kind of like fucking video games, but hey.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I don't believe that to be nerdy. I believe technology has taken us and shaped and really created the world we're in, right?
Yeah.
And that's just a part of it.
Absolutely. And I mean, if you're not in that world of technology and all that, then you're missing out on so many aspects of other things. Like, these video games become movies, and then those movies have followers and t-shirts, and then there's art created after them. So, I mean, if you're not in on the ground floor, then you kind of miss out on a lot of what is pop culture.
Yeah, completely. You would claim that you're a big gamer, right? I mean, you've kind of already said that, but you would claim that you're a big gamer.
I try to be, but I haven't played a video game in maybe like 2 months, but I love them. I like follow them. I love the sports games, and I love like the Call of Duties and Battlefront. Shoot 'em up games and sports games. Those are my things. Grand Theft Auto, that's my type. But it's hard now to find time to like, because with all of those games, it's like, okay, I got to sit down. I'm going to give this thing 4 hours and I'm just going to zone out. I love those days, but they're few and far between, you know?
I completely hear it. I know what you mean. It's strange because I've never been a big gamer. I've always liked to play sports games because it's running without using the energy.
Right.
Strange way.
Did you know that EA Sports, they released a thing that they will now be testing their participants in their like EA Sports video game tournaments for performance enhancers like Ritalin and Adderall?
I did read that, actually. I saw that.
they want to make sure that when these kids come in and they play the game, that they are playing within a certain set of rules, especially for timing, correct?
Right, yeah. But, I mean, that goes with what we were saying about how the nerd is now the athlete. That's cool now.
Yeah, it's really strange. And I imagine over the next 50 or 60 years, that'll just be more and more of a peak. And watching other people play video games is a big deal now.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have those websites where you could actually watch somebody play video games for an hour, for hours and hours on end.
It's insane.
Have you experienced this?
I've seen it. I don't like screen capture my video games, but I know that ability exists on the PS4, where you can just kind of stream and allow people to just watch what you're doing. But I mean, I'm just getting used to playing 10-year-olds online and having them kick my ass in NBA 2K or FIFA.
Oh, you gotta watch out for them kids.
They're so good. They are so good, and there's so many more buttons.
Do they say things to you like, "Try and do better, wiener face"?
Yeah.
They say things like that to you?
Oh, yeah. And sometimes they say even worse things. There's a lot of N-bombs going on over there.
Really?
With the fighting games, with like Call of Duty and Destiny, there's a lot of racial tension in those rooms.
That's an interesting thing.
But I think it's just a bunch of kids trying to make people mad, so they know the hot button words to use.
Get people hyped up.
Yeah, but that's when you turn the mic off and you're like, all right, this fucking guy's 12. So
exactly. Yeah. And then you come face to face with that kid at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And you're like, time to throw it down. It's Dauntless style. You think you're so great with an electronic gun made of zeros and ones. Let's
yeah.
see how you are with real fists, pal.
Jimmy Tits 456. I'm gonna meet you at Comic-Con next year, asshole. Come get some. Come fucking get some. Your ass is mine. Dude, Comic-Con, were you privileged enough to use any bathroom in that place?
Yeah. Wow, the first day was amazing.
Yeah.
And then I decided to go again the next day, and it got a little worse.
Yeah.
And then by day three, it would look like it was just an explosion. It was just chaos in there.
Dude, it was...
I actually felt like I was in Call of Duty.
A lot of people were called to duty at Comic-Con.
Oh, wow. It was just a car accident on a car accident.
And
I guess when you're dealing with that many people...
There's no etiquette in there. You walk in and the whole place is just wet. And you're like, why is this wet? What could have possibly happened to make the top of the toilet paper dispenser wet? And
I think it's odd. I don't think people dry their hands. What they do is they take water, they put it in their hands, then they throw it up like it's a party.
Like,
let it fall down on the ground, and before you know it, they have the Marriott's pool, basically, in the San Diego Convention Center.
Yeah, they do the LeBron startup game with the powder. Only it's water and fecal matter. There's no question what's going on over there. The only things they serve there are French fries, onion rings, these fucking slightly edible hot dogs, and these like freeze-dried hamburgers, and then you get some nerds in there who probably don't eat a fucking apple or a salad more than twice a year, and then you have this explosion diarrhea fucking everywhere in that goddamn toilet. It's awful.
The worst.
They should hand out diapers when you walk in.
I mean, obviously the wet naps aren't doing it.
The wet naps aren't doing it. They need to step that up. We pay enough money to go to Comic-Con. I want to be able to poop without getting other people's poop on my head.
Well, there's that.
It's everywhere. You shouldn't have to worry about poop on your head when you're at a convention about video games.
Shameful. Super, super shameful.
Shame on you, Comic-Con people. On the flip side of that, there are a lot of scantily clad women walking the showroom floor, which I enjoy.
I find it appealing. Actually, not only are they scantily clad, but some of them did an amazing job to look like exactly what the comic book characters look like.
Oh my gosh, they kill it.
And it's so strange. But it is, like, Comic-Con is basically this sex-driven nerd fest. It's really what it comes down to.
Right. And, I mean, you got cosplayers there now, like, you cannot look at my boobs that I've so eloquently placed in your face, or else you're some kind of piece of shit, like, oogler, some creep. But, I mean, they're right there. They're right in your face, you know? It's kind of
in your face.
It's hard to not look. It's hard to not look.
It really is.
And then you don't
want. Really hard to not look.
You don't want to be that guy who's like, "Can I take your picture?"
Yeah.
You want to get them when they're like, when someone else has already asked to take their picture, and then you can just kind of,
exactly.
You just kind of get one. I don't know what the etiquette is there with. I don't zoom in on any boobs or anything.
No, I don't either. But I would say that some of these women, they come and they have outfits for the whole week.
Oh yeah, they're
they
all set up
every single. Day.
They've got fans who are like, who they've told, like, Tuesday I'm going to be Tomb Raider, Wednesday I'm going to be some anime chick,
yes.
Thursday I'm Jessica Rabbit,
yes.
Come meet me in aisle 2800.
I'll be taking pictures with people and charging $60 to $70.
There you go. It's quite a racket these cosplayers have.
They've got it down to a T. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed.
I love Comic-Con. It like, all that being said, it is, like, super fun. You know, you can get anything you want there. T-shirts, art, comics, diarrhea.
Yep. They sell everything and anything. Hey, I think we
got
to thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
I'm Cody.
My name is Dan.
And you're listening to...
The Dan and Cody Podcast!
Hey!
Woo! Follow us on Twitter, you bitches.
Ain't nobody played itself down the shit, bro.
Right.